another afternoon at the playground. I placed my top-of-the-line Canon inside my backpack, hopped on my black scooter, and snapped on my helmet. I headed to my boss's office to show him the afternoon take. The whole lot of them would net me maybe $100, but that was $100 I didn't have before, and medical school wasn't even close to free. Chapter 2. Jess. 20 minutes later, I pulled over to the curb in front of a one-story office building, rolling past a scratched-up silver motorcycle that looked like it had seen its share of years. I bumped my scooter up on the sidewalk, jamming it into bike parking, then slid a thick and heavy lock through the tire and the pole and headed to JP's office at the far end of the building. A trip to his office translated into cash, and cash fed those ravenous bills on my kitchen table. I stopped near his door when I heard a voice I didn't recognize, but one I instantly responded to. Delicious and British. The twin combination sent a zing down my spine.
Right. I should be able to get you something, no problem.
Damn accents. They nearly obliterated all my finely tuned control, and I was the kind of gal who liked being in control.
All the time. Get me something good and I'll have more for you, JP said to him.
A challenge?